We're holding Tanit Be'eliyo, the second chapter, the seventh paragraph. The Medrash had been discussing the introductory verse to David HaMelech's last prophecy, and now the Medrash is going to continue expanding on David HaMelech's last prophecy. The prophecy goes like this: Ve'eli divrei David ha'chaonim, and these are the words of David, his last words. Neum David ben Yishai, the words of David the son of Jesse. Unum hagever who kam al, and the words of the man who took up the yoke. Amar Elokei Yisrael, said the God of Israel, li diber tzu Yisrael, to me has spoken the Rock of Israel, Moshel Ba'adam, the one who rules over man, Tzadik, Moshel Yirat Elokim. But a Tzadik rules over the fearfulness of God. So what are these verses talking about? So our Medrash is going to expand on that. And the Medrash begins, Ashrei Adam hasam atzmo kasho la'ol v'chachamo la'masa. Praised is a man who makes himself like an ox to take the harness, to carry the yoke, and like a donkey to carry the weight. What weight are we talking about? What harness are we talking about? We're talking about a person who takes control of himself to keep the ways of the Torah and to keep learning Torah. And both those things are difficult. So the Medrash is comparing it to an ox that's taking on a yoke and a donkey that's taking on a weight. Now, an ox was created to carry a yoke. A donkey was created to carry a load. And that's what they do most of the day. But it's difficult. It's not easy, even though that's their job. And by the same token, our sages compared one who is learning Torah and taking control of his Yetzer as one who's going like an ox and a donkey. And a person sits and thinks and learns Torah every day, always. A person is always supposed to learn Torah every day of one's life. Now, notice that when we speak about learning Torah, the Midrash calls it v'yeshev, he sits down. Learning Torah, people sometimes want to do like a 5-minute soundbite. I'll get my halacha of the day, which is very nice, it's good. But if you want to grow in Torah, you got to sit and learn. A person has to settle and put his strength into it. And when a person does that, miyad ruach hakodesh orala, right away, Holy Spirit settles upon a person. V'torato b'toch me'av, and he attains a level where the Torah is within him. It's not only without. Meaning when we enter yeshiva, we take a sefer, we look, we read. Okay, that's interesting. I could be reading about Chinese culture, Japanese culture, and now Jewish culture. But the Torah is supposed to penetrate. The Torah is supposed to enter our being, become a part of us. We're supposed to reach a level where the Torah is from within. It's not just external. It's not just a Torah that we're reading as an external text. Shneimar, as the verse states, Ashrechem zorei al kol mayim. Praised are you those who plant where you have all sources of water, ven mayim el haTorah. And that's water is very often in Tanakh a reference to Torah, and the Torah is water that makes things grow. Shneimar, hoikvatz ha'melech ulamayim, as the prophet tells the Jewish people, whoever is thirsty, go for water. Okay, I need a prophet for that. I'm thirsty, I'll go take a glass of water. The prophet is telling us that if a person wants Torah, then it's there for the taking. A person shouldn't think, well, I wasn't born religious, I wasn't born to a rabbi. What are my odds of making it big? In Torah, it doesn't work that way. In Torah, you want to make it big, it's up to you. It's what the Midrash began with. Are you taking the yoke? Are you putting your force into it? Okay, you can make it big. If you're not putting your force into it, so your father could be the greatest rabbi. You ain't going to make it. You want to make it, you got to put your strength into it. So the prophet is telling the people, you're thirsty, go. It's available. It's like water. It's free. Whoever wants to can go learn Torah. The verse stated, praised are those who plant upon all waters. Al-kol mayim, upon all waters, all forms of Torah. Ketzad, what does it mean? What different forms of Torah are there? So the Medrash expands. Perush. Kore adam Torah, nevi'im, uchtovim. A person learns Torah, Nevi'im, the prophets, Ksuvim, the writings, Mishnah, the Mishnah, Halachot, Agadot, Midrash. A person learns the different forms of Torah. A person is supposed to be well-versed in all forms of Torah. A person should spend much time sitting and delving into Torah and less time dealing with merchandise, dealing with his business. This is something we had. Rav Bigun tells the story about a guy who grew up on a kibbutz. He was a big guy. He used to work, I think, with bananas in that kibbutz. They used to grow bananas. And he'd be the big guy carrying crates of bananas. And suddenly he said, "I want to learn Torah." So this people in the kibbutz looked at him and said, "Where'd you get that from? It's ridiculous. Get that out of your head." So some time passed, and again he said, "I want to learn Torah." And they said, "A guy like you, a hunk of a guy like you, what are you in Torah? You should be carrying bananas. You're doing a good job. Keep carrying bananas." And after a while, he saw that no one was going to help him get to learn Torah. So he ran away from the kibbutz. And he left his family, he left everyone he knew, and came to Machon Meir. And he started learning, putting all his strength into it. And you could see him standing in the hallway, holding his small Mishnayot, and chuckling, putting all his force, all his concentration into the learning. And he'd break into a sweat, reviewing Mishnayot. He'd learn and review it again and again until he got it down pat. And it was as though he were carrying crates of bananas. The man was standing there sweating bullets, because he was putting all his strength into it. And he became a rabbi. Today he's a rabbi. He's a rabbi of Yishuv here in Israel. So he started off not knowing even what Torah was, just knowing, "I want to learn." And he didn't know exactly what learning was or where he could get it and where he could get to. But he came in and he delved. Like the Midrash says, he sat. He put his strength into it and he learned. The Midrash tells us if a person spends time learning, miyad ruach hakodesh betoch meav u'milato leshono. So the Holy Spirit enters him, and God's word, so to speak, is on his tongue. Shneemar, as King David said in this last prophecy of his, Ruach Hashem diber bi, the Spirit of Hashem spoke within me, umilato leshoni, and God's word is on my tongue. So King David is saying, the first verse, King David had said, "I'm the one who took the yoke of the Torah." Gever hu kam al, King David says about himself, "I'm the man who took the yoke." Okay, if I've taken the yoke, I've attained the level that I've taken the yoke of the Torah, so then the next level is that the Spirit of Hashem speaks within a person. Ashrei Adam, praised is a person, shemeshachek atzmo b'divrei Torah, that wears himself thin over the words of Torah. We feel like, I want to learn Torah, so I'll kick back, I'll lay down, read Torah with a milkshake in one hand, and a nice sandwich in the other hand. And our sages taught us that you wanna attain Torah, you have to wear yourself thin on the Torah. And a person has to sit and plow through the Torah, like an animal plowing through the field. It's hard work. No one's saying it's easy. It's hard work. A person's supposed to put his effort into it. And if a person doesn't, then he won't attain it. The output is equal to the input. Omelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So God says to the person, Divrei Torah Rishonim V'Achonim Shel Chaim, you've put all your strength into it, so the words of the Torah, the first words, the last words, it's all yours. Sheneemar, as King David continues in that prophecy and says, Amar Elokei Yisrael, the God of Israel said, Li Diber Tzur Yisrael, to me has spoken the Rock of Israel, Moshel Ba'adam, Tzadik Moshel Yirat Elokim. One who controls man, tzaddik, rules in the fearfulness of God. Explains the Midrash. Amar David. So David said, Elokei Yisrael li diber tzur Yisrael. The God of Israel spoke to me, the Rock of Israel. Ani moshel ba'adam. God says, I rule over man. Mi moshel bi, who so to speak rules over me? God says, tzaddik. A tzaddik. One is a righteous person, and God allows him, so to speak, to rule over God. How does that work? God says, I make a decree. Something bad seems to be coming to the world. God's made a decree. And the tzaddik can undo it. A tzaddik, if he's spent his life delving into Torah and serving Hashem faithfully, So then Hashem allows him with his prayer and pleading before God to undo the decree. God says to Moshe, I want to wipe out the Jewish people. They sinned with the golden calf. Moshe Rabbeinu starts praying. The Jewish people aren't wiped out. So God already makes a decree one way and Moshe undoes it. And so we have many times in our history, in Tanakh, that there was a decree out against the Jewish people, and with the tzaddik praying, and sometimes with all the Jewish people praying, like in the time of Purim, we were able to undo the decree. And that's why David HaMelech says, God spoke to me and said, I rule over men, and I let the tzaddik rule over me, God says. I say, if you've forgone all the things you would have enjoyed in this world in order to serve me, God says, and then I'll forgo what I want to do, so to speak, and let you undo my decrees. That's, we could see this from the verse, Tzadik Moshel Bi'irat Elokim. Tzadik rules over the fearfulness of God. Everyone's scared of God. God made a decree. That's when people start shaking in their boots. And the tzaddik could rule over that. He could undo it. Is it tzaddik moshel bi'irat Elokim? What kind of tzaddik is the one that's allowed this form of rulership? That's one who takes control over his yetzer, over his desire. Moshel ba'adam. If a person rules over himself. And this is one of the things that the Torah keeps training us to do. To rule over ourselves. To take control. Starting with basic commandments, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, evolving to more difficult commandments, thou shalt not covet, to more difficult commandments, don't go after your eyes, be careful what you see, be careful what you think. The Torah teaches us how to take control over ourselves, and the Torah gives us the responsibility of taking control of our desires. And the Midrash just taught us that if one puts himself like an ox for the yoke and like a donkey for the weight of the Torah, then God says, I'm going to allow him to undo my decrees. How are the two connected? The Yetzer and the Torah. So the Rambam writes that the Yetzer only attacks a heart that's clean of wisdom. If we're busy thinking wise things, then we don't have time to think about girls and all kinds of other things. When do we think about them? When we let our mind drift. So the Rambam says, the only time a person's yetzer can get the better of him is when he's not busy with Torah. If a person's spending his time thinking about the Torah and the mitzvot and thinking wise thoughts, then his mind isn't going to drift to other things. And that's why we have the Gemara that says, "Im paga becham nuval ze." If you met this derelict, we're talking about the yetzer hara, mashchar beten lash, pom into this medrash. Person feels he's going to be overtaken, something's attracting him and he knows he shouldn't do it, so go into Beis Medrash and learn. And that's one way of overcoming the Yetzer Hara. So the Medrash began by telling us we should be like an ox to take the yoke of Torah, like a donkey to take its weight. We should learn Torah, all the waters of Torah. Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, the writings, the prophets, the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Agoda, the Medrash, and spend a lot of time in yeshiva putting our strengths into the learning of Torah. And that's the way a person grows and merits to attain the levels that the Midrash said, that he has the Holy Spirit of Hashem within him, and the Torah is within him, and the Torah becomes a part of him. Okay?